喂呀哟，
喂呀哎呀哟，喂呀哟哟，喂呀哎呀哟，喂呀哟。
Among Native people, North America, the arts were inseparable from other aspects of everyday life. Tools, clothing, and dwellings were fashioned with great care and close attention to detail. Special effort even went into rarely seen works that were used only on ceremonial occasions. Nowadays, our society is full of things mass-produced from synthetic materials. While in contrast, Native American artisans made things from what existed already in their natural world, such as wood, stone, hide, clay, tusk, and shell. Today in Artist Circle, Bruce Crespin takes a look at some of the traditional cultural arts of the Lemhi Shoshone.
The Lemhi Shoshone move seasonally through changing landscapes to gather the ripening plants and natural resources at various elevations across their territory. The lifestyle of the Lemhi was a vibrant blend of Great Basin, Plateau, and Plains cultures. Although living far from the ocean, they subsisted mostly by salmon fishing. They also relied heavily on digging camas and bitterroot like neighboring plateau tribes. They ranged through high mountainous terrain where bighorn sheep were found. By the time of first contact, they had horses and even hunted buffalo on the Great Plains. Everything the Lemhi Shoshone made and used reflected their environment. For example, they are renowned for making highly prized bows from the horns of mountain sheep. Their power and accuracy made them ideal for hunting buffalo, antelope, and other big game. These horn bows took nearly 2 months to produce. The bow maker heated the horn in hot water, softening and uncurling it. The horn was then whittled to size. Pieces were fitted together and then tightly wrapped with wet hide, becoming firmly secured when dry. Sinew was glued on the back for strength, and the bow, now about 3 feet long, was decorated with porcupine quills. Since they were so superbly crafted, Lemhi horn bows had high trade value in traditional tribal economies. To support their mobile lifestyles, Northern Shoshone people made and used many sorts of containers. Willow and sumac were commonly used to weave twilled and coiled baskets of all sorts. Conical forms were for gathering and carrying burdens, while trays were for parching and for separating seeds from hulls. The Lemhi also weaved seed beaters, berry baskets, water bottles, boiling baskets, fish traps, and baby cradles. They would even tan salmon skins to make fine, leathery, watertight bags. Weaving baskets and tanning salmon skins were common practices in the old days. A few tribal members yet hold on to old salmon skin bags, and some still know how to make them. Conical burden baskets were used for gathering and carrying plant foods and other burdens. The Lemhi Shoshone word for such baskets is pronounced weya, as in the ending of the name Sacagawea. Tribal historian Roseanne Abrahamson.
A weya is a conical basket, and this is what Sacagawea was named after. Those young people today, when they hear that word weya, it means that you're carrying something of some sort. The weya was in reference to that burden basket. And so when they say sakacha, again, it's talking to a child, sakacha weya.
Oral and artistic traditions must be passed on from generation to generation to survive.
My mother was sharing with me how we lost that art of basketry. And she says we need to bring that art back and that burden basket. We lose words, we lose perspectives, we forget. But fortunately, there are those individuals because they were willing to listen to their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, their great-great-grandparents. Those that were willing to listen have maintained that history.
Beautiful and useful items enriched the daily lives and culture of the Lemhi. Today, these works continue to be sought after and are treasured by people around the world. For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Bruce Crespin.
Bruce Crespin is a California Mission Indian and traditional basket weaver who works as an anthropologist, archaeologist, and cultural heritage specialist for the U.S. Department of the Interior in Portland, Oregon.